This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament resumed discussion on the General Budget 2024-25 today. Participating in the discussion in the Rajya Sabha, MP S. Niranjan Reddy of YSRCP lauded the budget, saying Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has taken medium and long-term views in the budget instead of short-term populist views. CPI member P. Santosh Kumar alleged that the budget is anti-people and anti-federal. He questioned the budget, saying the states should get their due in it. A.D. Singh of RJD raised the issue of unemployment in the country. The discussion remained inconclusive. During the discussion in the Lok Sabha, Jugal Kishore of BJP said this budget is important from the economic and social perspective and this will prove beneficial for the people. Jay Prakash of Congress alleged that the central government is not giving weightage to the pending projects of Haryana. BJP's Kangana Ranaut thanked Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for providing assistance to Himachal Pradesh in the budget. Aam Aadmi Party's Gurmeet Singh Meethair alleged that the budget will not benefit youth, women, farmers and the poor. Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal alleged that the budget has failed to address the concerns of farmers who are reeling under inflation. The discussion remained inconclusive. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the heroes of the Kargil War on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Divas in Dras. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said Kargil Vijay Divas tells us that the sacrifices made for the nation are immortal. Criticizing Pakistan over the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir, the Prime Minister said Indian soldiers will crush terrorism with full force and the enemy will be given a befitting reply. During his visit, the Prime Minister also launched construction of the Shinkunla Tunnel project in Ladakh, which will provide all-weather connectivity to Leh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 9th Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog tomorrow at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. The theme of this year's meeting is Vikasit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. The meeting will discuss the approach paper for the vision document on Vikasit Bharat. Niti Aayog said the Governing Council meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and state governments, enhancing the quality of life for both rural and urban populations. The meeting will also involve detailed deliberations on the role of states in achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat. The Prime Minister is the chairperson of Niti Aayog. India and the United States today signed a cultural property agreement to repatriate stolen Indian artifacts from the USA. Under the agreement, both countries will work together to also prevent and prohibit illicit trade, import, export and trafficking of archaeological and ethnological materials. This is India's first ever cultural property agreement with the US. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat termed the signing as historic and said it will strengthen the partnership between the two nations, fostering intercultural growth. India has assumed a chair of the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, ADPC. ADPC is an autonomous international organization focused on cooperation and implementation of disaster risk reduction and building climate resilience in Asia and the Pacific region. The Union Home Ministry said India is playing a significant global and regional leadership role in the field of disaster risk reduction. It also noted that India has undertaken several global initiatives in this direction, including the establishment of an international coalition for disaster resilient infrastructure. India, along with 8 neighboring countries, Bangladesh, Cambodia, China, Nepal, Pakistan, the Philippines, Sri Lanka and Thailand, are founding members of the ADPC. Paris Olympics 2024 will kick off officially with the opening ceremony scheduled to be held along the River Seine this evening. This year marks the centenary celebration of the Olympics. Earlier, India started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note yesterday, with the men's team clinching the 3rd spot and the women's team securing the 4th place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. Moreover, India will start its quest for medals tomorrow with the 10-meter air rifle mixed team and 10-meter air pistol men's and women's event in shooting. And with that, we end this news bulletin.